You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a hotel manager talking to his staff.
As you know, it's been a difficult season for the hotel. The level of occupancy has been unsatisfactory, and with nearly half our rooms empty each week, we're running at a loss. Unfortunately, we have no control over the weather, and it seems likely that the situation will only get worse in the coming weeks. It'll probably come as no surprise to you to hear then that some of you on the temporary staff will, I'm afraid, have your contract terminated. Those affected will be asked to come to my office later this morning, and I'll provide anyone who requires it with a reference.
2. You hear a married couple talking about a campsite they stayed at.
That campsite just outside Florence was good.
Yeah, it was. We never actually went into the city, though, did we?
No, we should have done. It was so close. But I couldn't pull you and the boys away from the pool.
Oh, come on. You spent just as much time there as we did. And then there was the sauna, the gym, and that games room was great for the kids.
Yeah, there was plenty to do. We'll have to go back there.
But on our own, when the boys have grown up, and we can have some peace and quiet.
Right. And see Florence, too.
3. You hear two people talking about a place they have just visited.
I'm really pleased we did the guided tour. You don't normally get to see that side of things.
It was amazing sitting in the director's box. I felt just like royalty.
Yeah, it was great. I was really impressed with the trophy room as well. All those cups on display. I've never seen so much silverware in one place.
Shall we come back tomorrow night? It's only an exhibition match, but I'd love to see what the place looks like with people in it. It was weird seeing it empty.
Okay. It'll be a great way to finish the holiday.
4. You overhear a woman leaving a voicemail message for her friend.
Hi, Alison. Really sorry to hear you can't come away with us to Brighton next month. Steve just told me. He was a bit upset, I think. He was looking forward to seeing you again. Anyway, you and I are seeing each other next week, aren't we? I can't remember if we said Wednesday or Thursday. I've just agreed to go and visit my parents on Wednesday, so if that's the day you and I are meeting up, I'll have to phone them and rearrange things. They won't mind. But can you just remind me what we decided? Thanks. Bye.
5. You hear two people on a plane talking about the airline they are flying with.
It says in their magazine they're one of the world's most improved airlines.
I saw that, but it doesn't say what's better. I mean, there's definitely still room for improvement in the way they speak to people. Like that poor woman just now whose cabin bag was too big.
Yeah, I felt really sorry for her.
Sometimes they're in such a hurry to get you on the plane and up in the air on time, they forget to be nice. Still, credit where credit's due. They are efficient. And I have to say, it's good to see the days of dried out meat and sad looking salads are gone.
Definitely.
6. You hear a woman talking about tourists in her town.
I shouldn't complain, really. I mean, the whole economy of this town is based on tourism. And if they stopped coming, then a lot of people would be out of work and struggling to make ends meet. But I wish they'd show a little more respect. Loads of them have music blaring out of their cars during the day, and then in the evening you get big groups of them coming into the centre for the nightlife. And they don't seem to care that we can't get a decent night's sleep with them making such a racket.
7. You hear two tourists talking about their tour guide.
Come on, let's get back to the coach. We don't want to upset the guide.
Yeah, she really lost her temper with that couple this morning.
And they were only a couple of minutes late. But apart from that, she's all right. She seems to know what she's talking about.
Well, I checked what she said about the cathedral on my phone and she got one or two things really wrong.
Yeah, but you can't believe everything you read on the internet. Anyway, she puts things across well. She'd make a good teacher.
As long as everyone pays attention.
Right. She wouldn't bother to explain things twice.
8. You hear a man talking about a beach he recently visited.
Now, normally I prefer a beach with fine sand, you know, so it's not painful to walk on. This one, though, had small stones. Well, more like pebbles, actually. And I don't remember the brochure saying anything about that. But anyway, we bought ourselves a pair of flip-flops each at one of the shops next to the beach, so that didn't matter too much. And then we spent most of our time there in the water. It was just like being in a warm bath. I could have stayed there all day.